guys, my name is Paula and I'm here with my friends Felix, Mila and Leonie.
Hi!
Today we're going to talk about interconnectedness with you. And when we first thought about the topic, we kind of brainstormed and thought about what connects us as a friend group. And we came to the realization that we all love to travel and we're all going to do a semester abroad this year.
Exactly. I think traveling is a great way to connect with other people from all over the world. I mean, to immerse yourself in a totally new culture and environment. And in the end, it might always be a transformative experience that you really grow with. Mila, what do you love about traveling and what was one really significant experience for you?
Oh yeah, I think the best part of traveling is getting to know new people and new culture. And I actually had a really great time in France when I went with my school to take part on an Erasmus project. It was 2 years ago on my senior year, and it was a kind of meetup between 6 different countries, and we just got to like introduce our culture and get to know the culture of the other countries and how things work for them. And yeah, it was really nice also to like just get to know so many new people. We were, I think, like 50 students. It was really an awesome experience.
Yeah, that sounds really nice. I actually went to France as well during a school trip. And I stayed at a host family, and it was overall a really nice experience. They were so sweet. But, and I will never forget this, in the beginning we were still really awkward with them, and it was kind of, we didn't really talk to them, and kind of, yeah, just difficult to get along. And the dad, to kind of break the ice, he stood up after dinner and he went to the wall over the kind of chimney type of thing they had, and there was a plastic fish hanging on the wall, and I didn't even think about it. I just, when I looked at it, I was like, okay, I guess that's their taste of decor or something. And he pressed the button and the plastic fish started to move to the beat of Don't Worry, Be Happy. And that's when the ice was broken. We were best friends afterwards. I will never forget this experience. It was so funny and so amazing. Felix, I know that you participated in a school exchange as well, right? Where did you go? What did you do?
Oh, yes. I spent a month abroad in Delhi in India. I was a participant of a school exchange in 10th grade, and I really had a lot of amazing experiences there. I mean, the whole thing of getting to know culture which is completely different from your own. Especially, I participated in the religious festivities of Diwali, which is the Hindu festival of lights. And I remember that my guest family, they bought me this whole traditional Indian festivity outfit. And also, on the final evening, they had this little ceremony in front of their little mini Hindu shrine in their living room.
That's so interesting. I also had a great experience abroad. I was in San Francisco for 4 weeks, and I did volunteer work there at a church, and I met a lot of people from different backgrounds, and I mostly helped Afghan refugees learn English there, and that was an amazing experience to see how everyone was accepted in the community there. It didn't matter where you came from, if you were Christian, Muslim, young, old, Afghan, American, or in my case, German. And when working there, I gained so many insights into many different cultures and traditions, and it was a really extraordinary experience.
Yeah, that sounds really nice as well. And I think now each one of us is on the brink of embarking on a kind of new journey, which is studying abroad, which is kind of a great opportunity to connect traveling, education, and self-growth. Felix, tell us, where are you going and what you are most excited for?
I'm going to spend the next winter term abroad in Antwerp in Belgium. I'm really excited to learn something about Belgian people. I heard they're very nice. Also, I love to learn languages, and I'm excited to learn some Dutch. I think I'm going to take 2 Dutch language courses in Antwerp. Also, I'm hopefully going to get the chance to improve my French. I always love to learn that language at school. And I don't know, unfortunately, I cannot really keep up with that language here in Germany, since I don't have friends who speak French. Also, I think I'm going to learn some Flemish there, since this is the language officially spoken in northern Belgium, amongst others in Antwerp.
I am also going to start learning Catalan once I get to Spain, because I will be in Valencia, which is located in Catalunya. And Yeah, so I think it's it would be important to learn the dialect, or like it's actually another language, because it's also part of integration and adapting to the new environment. So I'm also very excited, and I can relate to you, Felix, on wanting to learn the language. What I'm also really excited about is that although I'm going to Spain through my major, which is linguistics, I also study Roman studies with a focus in Spanish on my minor. And so I'm really excited about like getting to learn firsthand in Spain about Spanish literature and culture, and also about Latin American culture and literature if I get the chance as well. Something else that I'm really, really, really excited about is the beach, because Valencia is a coastal city, and I love going to the beach.
Well, the warm weather is definitely something that also enticed me to choose my destination, because I'm going to Davis, which is in California, and it's really close to Sacramento, the state capital of California, but also only approximately 1.5 hours away from San Francisco.
That sounds so nice. Don't you already have connections there? This can be really helpful.
Yes, exactly. I'm really looking forward to maybe seeing my host family again from my first trip to the US in 2022. But I'm mostly excited about experiencing the typical American college life. Davis is a really small town, which basically only consists of students that study at the university. And their campus is so huge, and there are so many opportunities to explore, like, especially the sports teams, which are a way bigger thing in the US than here. There are a lot of clubs and communities, and the university even has its own farmers market twice a week where you can buy fresh fruits and vegetables. And it's also one great thing there is that it's possible to register for classes that aren't even your major, so it's a great opportunity to dive into different fields of studies. And I also plan to travel to places that are fairly close by, like San Francisco, Sacramento, Lake Tahoe, or maybe even Las Vegas. And there are also a lot of national parks in California and the surrounding states with gorgeous landscapes that I would like to explore. And in the end, I just hope that this semester abroad will help me not only discover new parts of the world, but also new sides of myself.
Yeah, that sounds so nice. I can really relate to the national park visiting thing for you, because I'm going to Wales and the nature is supposedly really beautiful there as well. And the city I'm going to is surrounded by just nature. It's fairly small. Aberystwyth is where the university is located. And I hope I get the chance, weather-wise and also time-wise, to kind of travel around Wales a little bit. Maybe learn some Welsh while I'm there, because why not? And one fun fact, and that was kind of a plus point for me, was that some of the buildings of the old kind of section of the university kind of look like Hogwarts. If you look it up on the internet, you will see what I mean. And I thought that was so charming, and I'm really looking forward to studying there, living there for a few months.
That sounds cool. I think in the end, I would like to address our audience directly. Well, as you have maybe just heard, traveling and especially studying abroad can be a great opportunity to connect with new people and also to immerse yourself in a new culture and ultimately to build global connections that could even benefit your future career options.
Yeah, I can only validate that, because I'm actually from Brazil, and I can tell you firsthand that moving away or being in a new country is a way to really broaden your circles and your friendships, and it is also like it's always life-changing. So it is an incredible experience, and I think that everyone should try it sometime.
Exactly. And by traveling or even studying abroad, you can just experience the beauty of interconnectedness of our world. So get out of your comfort zone and go see the world.
Yeah, so
exactly.
Thank you for listening, and we hope that we were able to kind of connect with you as our audience a little bit, and that you could relate to our experience a little bit, and thank you for paying attention and listening.
Thank you.
Bye.